You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, if you're going to go on a foreign trip as the Vice President of the United States, you're probably going to anticipate certain questions. And at the top of the list is going to be, when are you going to go to the U.S.-Mexico border? These foreign trips are all about border issues, but yet you've never actually been to the border in your official capacity as Vice President. You'd think that the Vice President Kamala Harris would have an answer, like already prepared, that would avoid the kinds of train wrecks that we've seen over the last couple of days. Well, you'd think. Stay with us, folks. All right, welcome everyone around the globe and across the net. It is the Friday/weekend edition. That's right, folks. It's the day of the week when we keep you entertained and informed a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week. That's even humanly possible, and as always, we do our level best to send you off into your weekend with a smile. Oh, thank you very much. Singing host making his contractually mandated and obligatory appearance here on the program. Folks, welcome to the Friday/weekend edition. And for scheduling reasons this week, we're actually here on Saturday. So glad to be with you. And we have an awful lot to talk about on the program. And of course, coming up late Sunday night, early Monday morning, I'll be a guest on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program with, of course, Salem host Captain Matt Bruce, as the program broadcasts out along the Salem Media Group of stations, also along the GCN network. All that happens at 11.05 p.m. Pacific, 2.05 a.m. Eastern time. That's early Monday morning. Simply go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. For more information and also links to listen to Captain Matt Bruce's flagship station of AM 860 The Answer right there in Tampa, Florida. And of course, the captain and I will have a complete wrap-up of all of the day's coronavirus issues, breaking news events, and everything that you're going to be hearing people talking about later on. But typically, the captain and I, we have it first, and you're going to hear it first there on the Captain's America Third Watch. And so once again, welcome to this program today, the Kyle Warren Show, and we have so much to tell you about here on the program today. And yes, we're going to talk about Kamala Harris and her interviews, and most more specifically, her recent interview with Univision. You know, these are becoming train wrecks, okay? Now, of course, you know, we've talked about the vice president. We've talked about how she, in many ways, is not a ready-for-primetime player. That's, of course, a way-back reference to the original Saturday Night Live cast, which were obviously brilliant, but it was the moniker, the not-ready-for-primetime players. Well, Kamala Harris seems to be sort of showing us that she's having some trouble, you know, when it comes to dealing with the media, especially on this subject. So we'll tell you about that. Also today on the program, in the Loudoun County, Virginia's school board meeting, there was a woman, a Chinese woman, who came to speak to the school board, and she talks to them about how she grew up in Mao's China and how the things that she's seeing happening today echo those kinds of things that were happening then. And it's very, very stunning, very chilling, something that you definitely need to hear about. Also, President Biden, of course, was in Europe, of course, with the G7. And did you hear about what Vladimir Putin talked about, what he called Joe Biden, called him a career man, but yet went on to sort of praise President Trump and calling him an outsider and so forth. And I don't think President Biden was too happy with how Vladimir Putin was describing him. And so, by the way, Joe Biden, President Biden, is going to have a solo press conference after he meets with Vladimir Putin next week, instead of having a side-by-side joint press conference. So, make of that what you will. I don't think he wants to stand right next to him for whatever reason. Okay, let's listen in here real quick. This is from earlier this week. Kamala Harris snapping at a reporter when she's being asked about whether or not, you know, when she's going to go to the border. Now, this is on Univision, and you'll also hear some Spanish translation as well. But it gets a little bit, and again, I'll just say this. Why is it that the Vice President of the United States isn't totally prepared for something like this? And especially when she gets into the section where she says, I'm not finished. Let's listen in.
¿Cómo le responde usted a él?
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border. And also, if we are going to deal with the problems at the border, we have to deal with the problems that cause people to go to the border, to flee to the border. And that is the root causes. So my first trip as Vice President of the United States was to go, in terms of a foreign trip, to Guatemala, to be on the ground there, to address and to be informed of the root causes. Why are the people of Guatemala leaving?
Do you have a date?
¿Tiene una fecha para su viaje a la frontera para ver la situación con sus propios ojos?
I will keep you posted.
I have to.
I'll keep you posted. So here's what she's doing. Here's what she's doing. I've said I'm going to the border. And then, of course, you know, she has to, well, no, I'm not finished. And I got to tell you, maybe she just needs a little bit more practice at having these kinds of interviews, because she was literally hell-bent on getting to the, you know, we have to deal with the problems that cause the people to go to the border, to flee to the border. And I'll get to that in just a second. But she should have had, I just think, a quicker response, because otherwise it starts to degenerate into what we were just hearing right there, and it puts the narrative on the vice president. And I'm just saying this from a political standpoint, or a media kind of standpoint. It puts the narrative that she's having to sort of fight against this line of questioning. And for all of the bad narrative that she's had for a time, you know, the fact that they can't turn this around is really astounding. But also, why are people fleeing to the border? Well, she got shut down, right, by the Guatemalan president, because she was saying it was climate change, and he rightly corrected it, saying, no, it's because of Joe Biden. It's because of Joe Biden. Stay right
You're
there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
If you're a veteran looking to file for your service-connected benefits through the Department of Veterans Affairs, don't go it alone. AMVET's highly trained service officers stand ready to walk you through the process at VA regional offices around the country, helping you to navigate the complex VA system free of charge. With new presumptions for age and orange exposure and other conditions, AMVET's can offer you the advice you need to finally receive all of your earned benefits. In 2009 alone, AMVET's helped process more than 65,000 claims and appeals, securing more than $410 million in benefits. To find your nearest AMVET service officer or to learn more, visit amvets.org.
Hey, I'm going out to buy those shelves for the closet.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
Honey, I love you, but 800 more flowers? You'll give the neighbors a real reason to think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs,
light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright a bulb is. Our 60-watt bulbs give off about 800 lumens. We can replace them with new 800 lumen bulbs. Bulbs just as bright that use much less energy.
So, we'll save money.
Yes, and we can use that money to increase my allowance.
Right. Wise guy.
Worth a try.
So, you got that?
Got it. No tulips, no watts, 800 lumens, and more savings.
He got it.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
After a long, hard day in the rough and tumble world of politics,
open a tall, cool Kyle Warren show. Ah, that crisp, refreshing taste. That smooth style. That effervescing attitude. And without all that other stuff that can, well, bog you down. Helping to put back what the daily media assault takes away, listen to The Kyle Warren Show weekdays right here on this station and visit the website at kylewarrenshow.com.
I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Class is in session with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
That's right, and we are taking attendance today. And we welcome everyone who is remote learning on the program. We appreciate that liner so much from Mr. Ron Edwards. We're going to hear, of course, an Edwards Notebook later on in the broadcast. And folks, don't forget, you can go to kylewarrenshow.com. There you can find me on Facebook, find me on Parler, social media. You can also listen to the program, subscribe to the program as well. And we keep going up and up and up, just like the music is doing right there. And for one reason, and that is you, the listener. We really appreciate it when people take the time to share the program on their social media, to tell their friends about the program, subscribe to the program, and also check us out on social media, connect with me through the messaging and so forth. We really appreciate it. And if you're new here to the program and if you like what we do encourage you to subscribe to the program, share it on social media, and so on and so forth. And once again, we're growing because of you. And once again, you have our gratitude for that. Glad to be with you. Glad that you're spending time with us. And it's also great to hear from everybody as well on the Captain's America Third Watch and people checking out this program because they heard me over there. And we're there six nights a week, folks. Each night from 11:05 to 1 o'clock. That'll be Pacific time. And that'll be 2 to 4 Eastern time. Yes, that's the word I'm looking for, Eastern time. And always a pleasure, always great fun. And I gotta tell you, breaking news happens overnight in America. And when that does happen, the Captain's America Third Watch brings it to you live. And so again, we encourage you to take a listen to that, and glad to see you on both shows. Okay, so we were just talking about Joe Biden. He is going to hold a solo press conference after the Putin meeting. This, according to Newsmax, President Joe Biden will hold a solo press conference after his meeting with Kremlin chief Vladimir Putin next week, as that is the most appropriate format to clearly communicate with, quote, the free press, a White House official said on Saturday. Biden will meet Russian President Putin on June 16th in an 18th century Swiss villa overlooking Lake Geneva for a summit that will cover strategic nuclear stability and the deteriorating relationship between the Kremlin and the West. We expect this meeting to be candid and straightforward, White House officials said. A solo press conference is the appropriate format to clearly communicate with the free press the topics that were raised in the meeting, both in terms of areas where we may agree and in areas where we have significant concerns. Putin, who has served as Russia's preeminent leader since Boris Yeltsin resigned on the last day of 1999, said ahead of the summit that relations with the United States were at their lowest point in years. Asked about Biden calling him a killer in an interview in March, Putin said he had heard dozens of accusations. He says, that is not something I worry about in the least, Putin said. The White House has said Biden will bring up ransomware attacks emanating from Russia, Moscow's aggression against Ukraine, the jailing of dissidents, and other issues that have irritated their relationship. Biden has said that the United States is not seeking a conflict with Russia, but that Washington will respond in a robust way if Moscow engages in harmful activities. Russia says the West is gripped by anti-Russian hysteria, and that it will defend its interest in any ways that it sees fit. Well, very interesting. Well, of course, as you know, Vladimir Putin had a certain praise for Trump in terms, you know, just paraphrasing here, you know, being an outsider, essentially a self-made man, that kind of thing. And Biden was a career man.
But also, I think Putin went on to say that he didn't expect Biden to do things kind of out of the ordinary, out of left field. Now, that may be, but I do think that Putin had, and I will say this, a greater respect for Donald Trump. In the sense and from the point of view that Putin wants to be able to pull off literally whatever he can pull off. And he knew, I think, that Donald Trump would respond. I think he had the notion that Donald Trump would respond perhaps more aggressively, for example, than, say, a President Biden or a Biden administration would, certainly a Kamala Harris. If she ever ascends to the presidency, if Joe Biden resigns, and I don't want to get into that discussion, but of course, you know, the idea that, you know, he may step down for medical reasons or something in the nearer term rather than serving an entire term. And that's, you know, we'll see how that works out. But because Joe Biden has some obvious medical issues, there's no doubt about that. So I think Putin sizes up the American president. I think it's no different than in Beijing, where they size up the American president. And even if, just for the sake of discussion, you take out the obvious connections of the President Biden and his family or his son in China. And the proclivity, it seems, in many ways that they have for these projects and so forth. You take all that away, and if you take that out of the equation, I think they would still size up a Biden differently than they'd size up a Trump. And again, this goes into their calculus, folks. You know, we've always wondered, for example, about Taiwan. We've always wondered about, will China move against Taiwan? Well, nowadays, especially with now the coronavirus and the fact that many around the world, but especially here in the United States, have a much greater suspicion, shall we say now, that the virus was in fact developed in a lab, that the virus got out of that lab, and that China is ultimately responsible for this lab. That is going to strain relations perhaps the way that we've never seen in many decades. And so, given this, China may decide to make certain moves. They may feel that the time is right. They may, you know, it. Who knows? But what I'm saying is that if they were to make certain moves, and the fact that we are talking about Taiwan more and more now, and the fact that China considers it to be a renegade province, that at some point they may lower the boom on them, like things that we're seeing in Hong Kong, this kind of thing, this could go south very, very quickly. And so what we want to do is we want to make sure that governments in Beijing, governments in Moscow, governments around the world who wish us ill or our allies ill, don't have this perception. And this goes beyond Republican, Democrat. It absolutely has to, because, again, we don't want to find ourselves embroiled in a conflict. We don't want to see things happen. But unfortunately, if you have the projection of, for lack of a better term, weakness, then you set the stage for that. And that's why I think these comments that came from Putin and so forth are very, very telling. And unfortunately, even what we've seen in the Middle East, we know that Iran feels emboldened to support Hamas. They feel emboldened to do what they're doing. And with these ships coming to Venezuela, for example, of course they feel emboldened. Of course, I mean, I think they're sitting there thinking, Biden wants these deals so badly. The Americans, you know, under the current administration, you know, they want this deal so badly. That they will not come against us with everything that they have. You better believe if it was President Trump sitting behind the Resolute desk and these ships were coming from Iran to Venezuela carrying not only the fast boats, but God knows what else, I think that they would think twice. So we're seeing this brewing now in the ocean as these ships get closer and closer. Are they going to be searched? Are they going to be turned away? Will they turn of their own accord and just head to Havana, maybe? All this goes into the mix, folks. This is a big deal. And the flashpoint could occur literally at any time. And I'm not trying to be sensationalistic. I'm just simply trying to analyze this, because look at what happened in Israel when those rockets started coming in. And once again, thank God for the Iron Dome, because if the Iron Dome didn't exist, we'd be talking about a very, very different set of circumstances and perhaps an escalation that would have gone out, literally gone through the roof. In Israel and the Palestinian areas. And so again, this is all very, very significant stuff. So yes, we'll wait to see how this meeting goes with Putin and Biden. Well, yes, we'll wait to see what the news conference, what it sounds like and so forth. But make no mistake. It's a very, very volatile time, very volatile time. And hopefully, we will get through it. Okay, folks, stay right there, because we have so much more to tell you about on the other side of the break. We'll hear that audio from the Loudoun County School Board meeting. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hi, folks, this is Kyle Warren. A short timeout, then back with more, so stay right there. Hi, folks, this is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for the Edwards Notebook right here on the Kyle Warren Show.
I recently heard an egotistical minister say that President Trump is not in the White House because of arrogancy and too many tweets. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook. So, is arrogancy in tweets now more egregious than the United States under the Biden doctrine, which is forcing nations around the world to accept U.S. taxpayer dollars and promote and fund abortions? Stopping the construction of our southern border wall, blocking deportation of illegal border crossers and allowing them to roam throughout our republic, wreaking havoc. Rejoining the World Health Organization, the commitment to rejoin the horribly expensive Iran nuclear arms deal in the Muslim travel ban, forcing schools to allow transgenders to participate in girls' sports, reversing transgender military bans and sticking taxpayers with the cost of paying for transgender operations, re-entering Paris climate accords that could help decimate our ability to remain energy independent, and allowing China to pollute at will, Biden's commitment to fast-track DACA and give millions of illegal border crossers citizenship and amnesty. I don't know about you, but I believe Biden's agenda will soon prove much worse than Trump's alleged arrogancy and tweets. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Listening to Kyle Warren.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Friday / weekend edition. It's actually Saturday, June the 12th, 2021, and we continue racing through the program here. Okay, a mother came to speak at the Loudoun County, Virginia School Board meeting. She grew up in Mao's China. And she wants to point out a lot of the things that she's noticing that she already experienced back during the Cultural Revolution, and compares them to what's commonly known now as critical race theory, and which we might begin to call cultural revolution theory. Let's listen in, because, again, this is incredibly, incredibly important, incredibly, incredibly eye-opening, I think.
Our country and our history. Growing up in Mao's China, all this seemed very familiar. The communist regime used the same critical theory to divide people. The only difference is they use class instead of race. During the Cultural Revolution, I witnessed students and teachers again turn against each other. We changed school names to be politically correct. We were taught to denounce our heritage. The Red Guards destroy anything that is not communist, old statues, books, and anything else. We are also encouraged to report on each other, just like the Student Equity Ambassador Program and the Bias Reporting System. This is indeed the American version of the Chinese Cultural Revolution. The critical race theory has its roots in cultural Marxism. It should have no place in our schools.
Wow. Listen to that. They're clapping for that. That's amazing. I got to tell you, you know, at some point when we have, you know, perhaps a change in administration in 2024, maybe this lady needs to be in charge of something in terms of pointing out, you know, exactly where all this stuff is being done. I got to tell you, you know, when you can see so many one-to-one correspondences, it's chilling. It's really, really frightening. Now, I got to tell you, when I was in school, when I was in college, I remember the most conservative people I ever met in college were the ones who came from communist countries, okay? They had escaped. I had a professor who was from China, and he had been a political dissident, and he had actually been incarcerated there, and so on. And so what I really saw up close and personal, what people really thought of the kinds of regimes that they fled because of the kinds of things that went on there. I mean, this is so very important, folks. And when you hear someone who has actually experienced this, like this woman here at the school board meeting, you know, and I got to tell you, a lot of this probably went in one ear and out the other, for, you know, especially in the media. But unfortunately, the way that these things happen. And again, it's because, like she was saying, they focus on, changing all the names because of political correctness, denouncing your heritage, denouncing your history, removing all these references, and so on and so forth. You know, these people are serious, and once it's all taken away, well, then there's nothing anybody can do about it at that point. But make no mistake, it's and again, as she talked about. And I think she's right. You know, you replace class with race, and now it gives you something to focus on. Because I got to tell you, those people who are railing about cultural race theory, how wonderful it is and all this kind of thing, I don't think they really want to improve race relations. I think they want to use it as a focal point, as a fulcrum, in order to establish an authoritarian a Marxist regime over you. And again, it's just a means to an end. Because you know what, folks? The American people, they're fundamentally good. They're fundamentally tolerant. They're fundamentally loving. They are not racists, and so on and so forth. This, you know, they're very accepting. I got to tell you that. But this is why this is so insidious and so mean-spirited. All right, folks, as is our Friday/Weekend Edition tradition, we're going to take a listen to some of my appearance on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program from earlier this week, as it went out along the Salem Media Group of stations and, of course, along the GCN network as well. Without further ado, take it away, Captain.
Well, Kyle, some really good news last night. We're going to start with Texas and Governor Greg Abbott. He was going to have a summit. Remember, that was where we were at yesterday to discuss what Texas was going to do down along the border, because they weren't going to let the border to remain in the condition it was in.
Right.
So here's what they're doing. As of today, they're picking up building the wall where Trump left off at in Texas, and they're going to finish the rest of it in Texas, which is a really good sign that they'll have things under control in Texas, as far as at least where the wall is going to be.
Well, that's exactly right. And he was at that border summit in Del Rio, Texas. And, yes, saying that they're going to pick up building the border wall. And I'm sure, Captain, that this is going to cause all kinds of controversy in the Biden White House, and liberal commentators and Democrat Party elite and so forth. But this is a practical matter, and Governor Abbott is picking up the pieces and actually, I would actually say, picking up the ball and running with it.
You want to know something?
What's that?
I don't think he cares, number one, and I think that the people of Texas care more about getting it right.
Yes, exactly right. Yes. Because we know that the presence of such a barrier actually will curtail not only illegal immigration, and we can have all the debates in the world about that, but I think what everyone, especially the Democrat Party elite, they're just trying to really sidestep is the cartels, the human trafficking, the little children that are coming unaccompanied, and they don't seem to really care about that in the grand sense because it goes against their basic structure of wanting to continue illegal immigration.
Yeah, and also yesterday, Republican members of a bipartisan group are trying to forge a new deal to boost the U.S. infrastructure, reported a little bit of progress yesterday. What kind of progress did they report? Last I knew, they were kind of hung up at $1 trillion.
Well, right. It looks like the package coming out of this could be about $1.2 trillion. They've got a bipartisan group of about 10 senators, and they're getting to an agreed framework so far. They've got 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats. They're looking at it as being a realistic sort of compromise framework in order to go after fixing all the infrastructure needs and so forth. So that is some good news. We'll see how this pans out. So as they say, stay tuned because, again, the Biden administration and the Democrats really want to go, very far afield with this kind of thing as opposed to the practical matters of fixing the roads and bridges.
Well, we'll see, because a lot of times the money that they get is not necessarily going to go where they say it's going to go. And I think the Republicans were up around $500 or $550 billion dollars specifically earmarked to go to bridges and roads and the railroads, because you got to remember this is all part of this. Railroads are part of the infrastructure too, and some of the tracks out there, especially on the East Coast where they have the supposed high-speed trains,
right,
they're just not safe.
Well, exactly right. And of course, at the core of this as well is going to be, how do you pay for it? It's supposed to be going over some 5 years or so, maybe more. The amount of taxes to be collected for this, to pay for it, I think is also going to have a major impact. And it's interesting too, Captain, because you always find out about these things going over so many years. Of course, that typically will span administrations. And if you change administrations, well, everything could change, just like we saw with the Keystone XL pipeline.
Now, I'm going to just throw this out there, and we're going to discuss it more when we come back from the break, which we're headed for right about now. But Mitch McConnell, AOC, and Nancy Pelosi, and some of the upper echelon leaders in the House of Representatives, Democrats that is, tore into the squad, tore into Tlaib, tore into Omar for her comments that she made. And folks, when we come back, more about that, because the Gilded Ones, the squad, they're in trouble right now. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
In sports, 5 games were featured in hockey action last week.
Every year, millions of people rely on portable generators when they lose access to electricity. But some of them don't understand that a portable generator's carbon monoxide emissions can kill if their generators are used indoors. So we're here to clear the air. always take your generator outside, away from windows and doors. When you take it outside, you distance yourself from the dangers of carbon monoxide. For more safety tips, visit TakeYourGeneratorOutside.com.
Have you saved a life today?
We organize a blood drive at our school.
My blood type is O. They really need that.
Have you saved a life today?
I have cancer, but I make sure all my friends know how important it is to give blood.
My blood helps heart patients or accident victims.
Have you saved a life today?
No, but today, someone's blood saved my son.
The American Red Cross. Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE.
Hi, folks. This is Kyle Warren. I'd like to hear from you about the things we're talking about on the program. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com, click on Send Kyle a Message, or send it to my Facebook page, Facebook.com/KyleWarrenShow.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you as we race through, rocket through the Friday/weekend edition. Lots of heat coming up in the western United States, especially throughout the southwest. Triple digits, as a matter of fact, that we're going to be looking at. So wherever you are, be sure. And by the way, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but they tell me there's going to be, or there already is, a shortage of air conditioning parts. Guess why? Because of COVID and the delays and all these things. So couldn't have happened at a worse time. Folks, let's get right back to my appearance from earlier this week on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Take it away, Captain.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, the Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
I will take it away, Kyle Warren. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, remember, Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. I take one when I get up in the early afternoon or late morning, whatever the case might happen to be. I take another one around midnight before my show starts, and it works for me. And then once in a while, I have to take a third pack if I'm having discomfort with the swelling or something like that, pain or inflammation in my leg, which I'll give you a report on that here in a minute. But the fact of the matter is, the product that's in it, the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, are absolutely perfect for the problem that I have with the inflammation that I have and with the pain that I have, because this will lower or eliminate pain by going straight to the source. I've never seen anything quite like it. And it works. So I can tell you it works. And it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins that you need to have in your body anyway. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort, and gets you going to where you can start a healthy regimen and stay there. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's it, $19.95, three-week quick start. You're in Lakeland, and away you go. After the 3 weeks, if you don't say anything, you're going to go on automatic delivery. If you do say something and say, well, it didn't work for me, thanks a lot, boom, boom, then you don't get it anymore. It's that simple. But I don't know, but maybe a handful of people, and I mean literally a handful of people, that have told me that it did not work for them. Most everybody that buys the product and goes through my website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, sends me an email back and tells me thank you very much, and that's what I hear the majority of the time, probably 99% of the time. So, $19.95 for the three-week quick start, the website simply relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, did you see the email we got from our friend in Sacramento that's out on a road trip tonight?
I did, yes.
And what do you think?
Well, I think that sounds great. And we're so glad, by the way, when we hear from folks out there, it is really something.
Did you hear where he stopped?
Yes, he did. He stopped at a Flying J, and I hope I'm going to pronounce it.
Winnemucca.
That's right.
Yeah, that's way out east. Well, it's not way out east. It's probably roughly 75, maybe 90 miles east of Reno, out in the middle of nowhere, really. But that's where he stopped. And he said he went in there and he said, the captain sent me, I'm listening to a show, want a free cup of coffee. Went in and said, yep, here you go. And gave him his free cup of coffee in Winnemucca, Nevada. So hello to our friends at the truck stop, the Flying J, out there in Winnemucca, Nevada. I've actually been to that truck stop a number of times. And I hope that our compadre enjoys his trip. And he told me, he says, sometime I got to come out there because he's coming to the Midwest, he told us, to the Midwest.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And he also gave us some more information on some road conditions, which we'll have in the Trucker Highway and Byway Report later.
Absolutely. And I'm going to go to the phone line here. Let me see. I think I know who this is. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is this. If you haven't figured out, if you're a Democrat, you have to hate America to vote Democrat. Okay? Joe Biden's over there in Sweden selling our country out. That's what he's doing. Donald Trump was America first, the American people first, jobs first. Okay? Where are the black jobs? Where's that black? At first, they wanted to take credit for Donald Trump's economy. Then they get in there, they want to try and undo his economy. No. See, they're frauds. Okay, there are Alyssa Milano. You know, shut up, you loser. Okay? You don't even know what you're talking about. You have to hate, if you're a Democrat, just admit, look, when you get up in the morning, when you look in the mirror, just say to you, I hate America. Because that's what you voted for over here. Okay? It's a disaster. And what's the disgrace to my brothers from the Bronx, and there ain't no true ones left, is that a white person is shutting your state down and not letting you go to work while they're making millions and millions of dollars in this country where Martin Luther King said, free at last, free at last. It's a disgrace. Now stand up for yourself and our Lord and Savior. Let's get to work. Peace.
All right. If he was talking about New York in the last shot there, New York has opened up.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they have opened up finally, thank goodness. The baseball stadium is going back to 100% capacity if it hasn't already. The football stadium over in Jersey, same thing, going back to 100% capacity if they haven't already. Things are looking better in that respect, but not everything is 100%. That may be what he's talking about, but the majority of it is, and they're moving a little bit at a time. Again, the blue states, a different scenario there. They're afraid of the liability. And some of these states, believe it or not, to open up wide open, including your California, they may have to change some of the liability insurance laws.
Yes, very much so. I think that is a overriding factor for a lot of businesses and commercial properties and so forth. On top of that, though, what we're seeing, though, Captain, I think is just the governor here in the state of California, for example, I think just doesn't want to let go of those emergency powers. And they continue on with, well, you can have this if you're vaccinated, but if you might have to have masks on for this and that, then we're not going to stop the emergency powers anytime soon. And so I think that is going to factor very heavily into how people feel about this recall, because California is trailing now, of course, I think, just about everybody else in actually getting these things lifted.
Okay. Nancy Pelosi and her leadership in the Congress of the United States, Democratic leadership, came out and forewarned Ilhan Omar for her discussion about the United States and about Hamas and about Israel, and warned her again that she was stepping very close to being over out of bounds, and she needed to lighten up on her conversation. And then right away, that other menagerie, if you will, Makita Tlaib in Michigan, opened up her mouth and jumped in there. And then the third one that jumped in the middle of it was AOC. And these people, they need to be taught a lesson once and for all. You've got the Democratic leadership telling them, hey, stop trying to compare Israel to the terrorism that we see from a Hamas. It's not true. It's just not true. And then she brings the United States into it as well. These people need to be censured. And I do know that there was going to be another movement afoot to try to censure Omar from making any more comments like this. I don't know where it's going to go, but somebody needs to do something.
Well, right, and you got to wonder how bad does it have to be for Nancy Pelosi to have to come out and try to chastise Ilhan Omar?
Not good.
But not good, exactly. Well, and what the speaker said, she said they welcome a clarification, quote-unquote, by Congresswoman Omar that there is no moral equivalency between the U.S. and Israel and Hamas and the Taliban. And so, again, you know, and that's, I guess, using some diplomatic language, a clarification, when in reality, I think most people who are hearing Omar's statements, they don't need any clarification. They know exactly what she means. They get exactly the tone. They get exactly the meaning. And but this is a good example, Captain, of obviously when they've sort of played around with the squad for political reasons, thinking it was strengthening their position against Donald Trump, that suddenly now they find themselves at a real odds with people who are not for the way that we do things here in the United States and the very fact that the United States is a force for good in the world. And so Nancy Pelosi is now up to her eyeballs in it.
Well, she gave a clarification, but the clarification was more or less doubling down on what she said earlier.
Yes, exactly. Because, again, this shows how far apart they really are. And as we've talked about many times, Omar and Tlaib, you know, they didn't, and to a great extent, AOC, they didn't get elected to Congress or seek that in order to go do Congress things, like how does a bill become a law and stuff like that. You know, they got in there as a platform to send out all of their ideas and concepts about how bad the United States is, and it's just that obvious.
Yeah, and we'll just have to see where all of that goes. Well, you know, it's rather obvious now that Dr. Fauci chose big tech and China over the USA so he could make a lot of money, because apparently little Dr. Fauci has made not just millions but billions of dollars off his actions in the last 15 years or so, ever since the AIDS epidemic, if you will, around the world, and now this.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, this. I think the more and more that we find out about Dr. Fauci, it's getting worse and worse. And, you know, it's not like it's, well, this is just all political. No, we're starting to see kind of a pattern here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Friday morning where I'm at. I hope it is where you're at. I'm just going to take a little peek real quick here at the weather map and see what's going on. We got a busy weather map tonight, I might add. And when we come back, we'll get into an advertising campaign that's going on out there about Facebook. Also, the Arizona audit. They're just about done with a hand recount. We'll see where that goes. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
All right. Thank you so much, Captain Matt Bruce. Always a pleasure, folks. Thanks for listening today. We will see you on the radio on Monday. Until then, everybody out there around the globe.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Take care out there.